only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. This
is the Fox. Melbourne's open. We're back, baby. And we are very excited because we have now got our Lord Mayor Sally Capp back on the show. Hi, Sally.
Hello, Fifi. Isn't it a great feeling?
Sally, it is the best. I mean, on a personal note, I've been in quarantine for 2 days after a COVID test, so I haven't enjoyed it yet, but I have dinner plans tonight, Sally, and I'm very excited to get out of the house.
Good. You'll love it. It's had an absolute buzz around Melbourne the last couple of days.
Yeah, talk us through that. So what's our CBD? Because not many people obviously maybe are getting into the CBD. How's the CBD shaping up?
Well, look, come on in. We had, as we've talked about before, during COVID, we had our foot traffic down 90% compared to normal. Wow. It came up about 20% just in the last couple of days. So we are seeing people come back. I popped in yesterday to a few stores just to see how everyone's going, and they've been absolutely thrilled with the number of shoppers that have come in. And of course, it's hard to get a reservation at the moment, so they're really positive signs.
Somewhere where you did pop in, Sal, was the Cherry Bar, 11:59 on Wednesday night. Get on the beers. How was that? A Lord Mayor partying it up at the Cherry Bar.
Well, it was the 11:59 on the Tuesday night. So the moment that we were allowed to go back into venues, yes, it was great to be at Cherry Bar, such an institution in the city. And then I went to Siglo, another fabulous venue.
Jeez, just had you're on a bender.
It's a pub crawl.
Had a lot of time to make up
for. You're my favourite person. You're the best.
Oh, wow.
Now, obviously, Sally, we are hoping that the election has taken place to re-elect you for the Lord Mayor. When do we find out the results of the big election?
Well, it's been an excruciating wait as they count the votes, and we find out hopefully next Tuesday.
How are you looking, Sally?
My fingers are crossed. Okay. Or, look, it's looking okay. I'm cautiously optimistic, to use one of the Premier's favourite words.
Yes, cautious.
You never know.
Pausing.
And I don't want to take anything for granted, so I've got my fingers crossed till next week.
I've heard all that. So I used to play sport, Sal, and we used to say that when we come up a team that was no good, and we'd say, oh, yeah, you know, we may win. In other words, we knew we were going to kick their butts. So, in other words, you know you're going to win.
Well, we can only hope.
It's an important message. Get into the CBD in a COVID-safe way. I know a lot of outdoor dining, a lot of nightlife there. And so, look, it's exciting. And why does it take that long to add up the votes in 2020? How come this takes so long?
Good question.
Doesn't know. Fair enough. No, it just seems very slack.
Probably
anyway. People
with my IQ accounting them, Byron.
Good on you. Best of luck, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well done, Sal. Good luck Tuesday.
101.9 The Fox.
This is one of our favourite things to do on a Friday.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
The lines are open right now. If you have an amazing story, 13 10 60.
Like last week, Claudia from Q gave us this amazing story.
Well, my partner and I packed up and went overseas to travel for 6 months, and we're pretty tight on the budget. We caught up with a long-lost friend and we got stitched with the bill. The next day, we walked down this little alleyway and there was just 20-pound notes laying on the ground. And we just were walking, we were picking one, and then we picked up the other, and we thought it was a joke. We ended up making a whole amount that we'd spent the night before back.
Just in these 20-pound notes, just...
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing.
Well done.
Stitched with a bill and then walking out and finding the money on the street. That is amazing.
That's a win.
And these are the stories we're looking for. They're just those great stories. They can be coincidences. They can be they're the stories when you meet people and you're at a party and you go, oh, have I told you this one? Mm. They're the ones we want. And we will judge them.
13 10 60, yeah. And sometimes the guys recommend how you could improve the story after you've told it.
A little bit of mayo is always good.
13 10 60, call right now. This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing?
Yeah.
Is It Amazing Time, your stories. And it's great on a Friday to play Is It Amazing because they're the stories that you can, now that you can go out and visit people, they're the stories you can tell them. Did you hear that? That
good
amazing
point.
Story.
Foxy, imagine how many stories are built up right now. Like, you've got months and months and months.
Oh, I know.
Just be getting ready to rip them out.
Chris in Airport West. Hi, Chris.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. Chris, we can't wait. What's your amazing story?
Well, the first girl I had a crush on at high school, 13. We had a first kiss. Then we're told we weren't good for each other by her friends, and we sort of parted ways. And 25 years later, we had the high school reunion and got together. And now, yeah, happily together with a child. And
wow. Well, it's beautiful. Whether it's amazing, we'll decide, but it's certainly beautiful.
Great story.
Oh, I love it.
Well, it's amazing because we lived in the same suburb and we never bumped into each other for 25 years.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Shopped in the same shops.
Yes, it's amazing.
The same suburb for 25 years. First kiss. Oh, I love it, Chris. Oh, they need to make a movie about your story.
It's Boxy. Wow, I was going to say the same thing. That's a movie.
Set in Airport West. Be a beautiful film. Thank you, Chris, for that. That's an amazing. That's one out of one, guys.
Ada in Blackburn. Hi, Ada.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. What's your amazing story?
Well, during this COVID, I had to order some photos. I ordered 200 photos at Burwood Kmart for my brother's surprise. I thought, I don't want to order this. We can't have anything. Went to pick him up, click and collect, and he said, you haven't ordered anything. I'd order them at Burwood, Sydney.
Oh,
God, I've done that, man.
That's an admin.
And I rang up my sister-in-law.
Like,
what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Your brother's down there. So I rang up my brother. I go, where are you? He goes, I'm actually on my way to Burwood to do some work down there because he's an electrician. And I went, oh, my God, pick up my photos from Kmart. And he did. 10 minutes later.
Oh, hang on. In Burwood in Sydney.
Yep.
What? Oh, that's an interesting twist to the story. So
if we just need to walk through that, I think we're all thrown.
So you ordered these photos for your brother's birthday, but you meant Burwood here in Melbourne. You actually ordered them at Burwood in Sydney, but your brother, whose birthday it was, actually was going to Burwood in Sydney.
Well, it was actually the other brother, thank God. It wasn't the birthday brother.
There's the twist.
Okay.
But I just thought, how odd was that?
It's a coincidence.
It was just amazing. It was a very good coincidence.
Good story, though.
Yep.
It was.
So it's awarded with
amazing.
It's
amazing.
That's great.
You ordered it with amazing. It's a very good story.
Boxy, when I booked that restaurant down in Brighton and I took me, Daniel, and all the family down and we walked in, I said, mate, booking for 8. Mm. And he goes, nah, what's your last name? I said, Favola. Oh, God. Obviously. Play footy and stuff. He goes, nah. And I showed him my book and he goes, mate, that's the same place, but it's in Italy. So you don't have a booking. So we had to walk out. It was so embarrassing.
Booked a restaurant in Italy.
Yes. And then we called him up.
That's right.
And had to cancel the booking.
Amazing.
Wow. That's
amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Sue in Mickleham. Hey, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great. Sue, tell us your amazing story.
Me and my husband went for a trip to England. My mum and dad passed away and we wanted to see where my mum grew up in Wimbledon. And we got the courage up to knock on the door and the lady answered. She was so lovely. She let us in, had a look around. And come long story short, her name was Barbara. And she called out to her husband to come and meet us and his name was John. And my mum and dad's name is John and Barb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yes,
oh,
it's amazing.
What are the chances of that?
Over the other side of the world, and they brought my mum. Well, it wasn't straight after my mum had left, because she left for Australia when she was 17. Wow. But, yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, yeah, guys, statistically, it's every name ever, in terms of the odds, times by every name ever.
Going back to see where your mum grew up and your mum, that's great.
That's extraordinary.
That. That's the calibre moving forward.
That is the new benchmark. We had no lame ones this week, guys.
Yeah. So remember when you said you met your mate from Wagga?
Right.
And then you went somewhere else and then you were in somewhere else.
Well, she was from Brisbane. I'm from Melbourne. And Fief would agree that if you bump into someone in Wagga Wagga when they're from Brisbane and you're from Melbourne, that's amazing.
This was Barb and John and Barb and John. Indifferent. That was my English. That wasn't really good.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Barbara.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's Halloween tomorrow. Ooh. And we know that Dan Andrews came out with some rules around it. So you can have up to 10 people gather publicly to celebrate Halloween. You're not allowed to give away lollies that are not wrapped. And also, you can put them out the front of your house unattended.
That's not going to last.
Well, I know. Can you imagine
that? Imagine me as a kid boxy.
We would have picked up the whole box.
We'll take them the whole box. Unlucky.
I know. So, look, it's a different Halloween for our kids this year. And Halloween's an interesting one here in Australia because I remember when I was a kid, we'd try. But mind you, I grew up in Wonga Park, which is semi-rural. Yeah. So no one was into it out there.
It's a long walk along Jumping Creek Road, isn't it?
The people around you, Boxy, because I know people around our area, like, put something orange out, like a Halloween decoration or something, and that's a house to go to. Do they do that in your area?
Yeah, they do. Well, certain streets. So, you know, because it's definitely had a resurgence and a renaissance for our kids, I think. There's always, I think most suburbs have a street or a couple of streets where you go there. That's where we're going. But you know, it's quite a scary thing in some ways. Like, I'm still coming to, I'm not someone who likes the horror movies, scary movies. And I think Trixie's taken after me. Because when you break it down, for instance, I was at the supermarket last week and I saw the Halloween decorations and I went, oh, might get some for the, get the house a bit, you know, Halloween-y to lift our spirits because we're in lockdown. And some of them are just downright terrifying. There was a skeleton on like a jukebox and you press the button and he started like waving and making scary noises. And I thought, that's just scary, like too scary for kids.
I know I saw in the news, Boxy, that someone had like someone got hit in their car at the back. So it was like the boot was a little bit in, like pushed in. So they hung a hand out with like decorations and blood, and then they had like hair coming out the boot. Like so there was someone stuck in there, and I'm like, wow, that was scary. I'm like, that looks like there's a dead person in the boot, but it was obviously just a Halloween get-up. It was amazing.
And in the, like, let's be honest, where we are in 2020, we're a very PC culture these days. Halloween's not terribly, well, not PC, but it's not child-friendly when you really break it down.
Bit of Halloween fun, just half an arm hanging out of a car.
A lot of people last year, Boxy, had a Donald Trump head on. That was quite scary.
131060, we are going to open the phone lines. We want to hear what's happened on Halloween. Did your kids get terrified? Terrifying trick-or-treat tales. Or even just Halloween fails.
Right.
Because I remember a couple of years ago, so Trixie would have been 4 or 5, and we got so into it. And I went to my girlfriend's house, and we were getting ready. And you know this faux, because she's actually a hair and makeup artist, so she was really making us look amazing at the time. So we had our outfits looking. Anyway, by the time we got out, it was like, you know, 7 o'clock, and all the houses had sort of closed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you were way too late, Fief.
Poor Trixie got a caramello bear. That was it.
Wow.
That's all she got for trick-or-treat.
That's a Halloween trick-or-treat fail.
And one of her best, when she was, I think, 4, her best, when you have to do the trick-or-treat, like, they'd say, what's your trick? And she'd just start hopping. I love
that. File under fail-a-ween. Let's take some calls on this. They're already ringing. 131060.
1019. The Fox.
Now, Halloween tomorrow, trick-or-treating is a bit different this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can only gather in groups of 10 outside. And also, you can't just give away lollies that aren't wrapped. And they must be left unattended out the front of your house. I mean, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Good luck for anyone who's just going to pop a bowl of unattended lollies on the footpath.
Especially around my house.
But the thing about Halloween is it is an American tradition. It's a pagan celebration from the US that we've now adopted. But it's quite scary, and you know, when you think about the zombies, the skeletons, it's for kids, but still quite terrifying. So we're opening the phone lines. Have your kids been terrified, or have they had some Halloween fails? Emily in Melton, hi Em.
Hi.
Hey Emily, what went wrong, or what was memorable about a Halloween trick or treat adventure?
So it was when I was younger. My mum's a big Halloween freak, and she had one of her friends dress up, park his car 2 blocks down, and he came in our backyard and chased me around as Michael Myers with a knife.
That's petrifying.
No.
Wow. So that's not on.
Are you still traumatised from that?
No, I'm absolutely obsessed with Michael now.
Oh, she's actually now obsessed with the character.
Who is Michael Myers? Should I know him? I know Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
Who is scary. He? Michael Myers. I know the actor. Halloween. Oh,
from
he's
the movie Halloween. Right.
Never seen that. No interest.
Chilling.
No interest in Halloween movies.
Oh. Thank you, Emily.
Lorna in Melton. Hi, Lorna.
Hi there.
Lorna, what happened when you went trick-or-treating?
So I grew up in Scotland, so by the time we go trick-or-treating, it's pitch black outside.
Oh, no.
So one time we were trick-or-treating, and there's probably 30 or 40 kids in the street, and we had a power cut.
Oh, the power went out.
Oh, no.
So the street lights went out.
All the street lights went out, all the house lights went out. And all of a sudden you've got, you know, 5-6-year-old kids who start screaming.
Oh, no.
And absolutely petrified. And, of course, you know, their natural instinct is to run.
Yeah.
So then you have a bunch of parents screaming because they can't find the kids. And a couple of fights broke out because apparently someone lifted the wrong bag.
That's it. I would have run straight to someone else's bag if it was bigger and taken their lollies.
100%. Yeah, so I kind of, after that, every year, everyone had a torch with them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it did originate, it originated in Ireland, didn't it? Trick-or-treating? Halloween?
I'm not sure. I know when we were young, it was a really big thing.
Yeah, I think it was Irish. Wow. I'm a historian. I just know these
things.
Thank
you, Brendan.
But I'm Irish. I think I would know that. We've got now Charmaine in Devon Meadows. Hi, Charmaine.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Charmaine. What happened when you went trick-or-treating?
No, I was trying to do something nice for my kids to try and get the Halloween spirit going. And I brought a Coles doorbell shaped like a pumpkin. And I got the kids to press it. And they were terrified, they took off running, and my son smacked into the glass sliding board.
Oh, it's the fox. Just be careful,
is he
tomorrow,
okay?
Everyone.
Was he okay?
Oh, yeah, no, he was all good, but he just opened the door and he took off out the paddock, and we had to go and chase after him.
The fox.
Even talking about it, I've got them in the car behind me, and they're both, their sad faces right now. They're just horrified of me just talking about it now.
Oh,
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9. This is the fox.